Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brochas Daf Lamin Gimel in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, which is Perek Shlishi in middle of Halacha Aleph. The Gemara says right in the beginning of the Amud, Be'erev Shabbos hu zoikef et mitasoi u'matzei Shabbos hu koifon. We talk about Kfiyas Amito that we started talking about in the previous Daf, that in those days the minhag was that they put down and turn around the beds in the house. So the Gemara tells us on Shabbos, you have to pick up the bed before Shabbos comes in. And right after Shabbos, you put it back down, even though there's only one more day of avails left. Says the Gemara, Tani Dargosh Niskefes Veino Nichves. Dargosh is a type of bed, as the Gemara is going to tell us in a moment. And that bed is supposed to be just stood up. You don't turn it around. The reason for it, because a dargosh is not used to be sleeping in it the whole time. It's more used for beauty or for other reasons. So just to make sure that nobody's going to use it, you put it on the side and nobody shall go and sit in it by mistake. Says the Gemara, Shimon ben Elozo Oimer, Shoimet kal vintririn shelo vedayoi. Meaning the top of the bed where you sit on is made out of leather, and the leather is tied to the bed with straps. So you just open the straps, allow the leather to fall, and that's good enough. You don't have to turn around the bed. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Alocha kev shem ben Lozo, that's Alocha like that, that all you have to do is remove the straps. Rabbi Yaakov b'Acho b'shem Rabbi Yosi said the following, Mito sheneklitei oilim v'yordim bo, divin perushim in the Mefroshim here, but the way Rabbi Chaim says it is that part of the bed, there are poles that are going on top of the bed. So you can't turn the bed upside down because it's going to be standing on legs, the opposite legs. So therefore, Shem Tamidaya, you also just remove the what we call the mattress, which you sit on, and you let it fall down. So what's the difference between the bed and the dargosh? Omar of Yirmiyo kol shemisargim al gufo zoimito. When you take the straps that hold the leather or the material that you sit on, and these straps are tied on top of the poles of the bed, meaning they're covering all the area around the bed, so then the din is that zoimito. But if the straps don't go on top of the poles, but there's some holes in the poles where the straps go through, so that's dagosh. Says the Gemara, but how could it be that a bed, the straps are covering the poles? Ve'ataninon, we learn, hamito, the bed, ve'ariso, the crib of a baby, mishyeshufen be'or adag, he makes them smooth by rubbing on them the skin of a fish. Im mistrogu al gufo, le'ezed dover u'shofo. If we say that the straps are covering the poles of the bed, what's the point of smoothing them? It's anyway covered. So why do I need that in order to make the bed into a full bed? Says the Gemara, Ma'ablozo tipotor be'elen arisoso kisrayoso de'islo nekovim. We're going to talk about the specific beds that this Bryce is talking about, is the beds that have holes in them as well, similar to the ariso, and the straps don't cover the poles, but they go through the poles. Says the Gemara, Minayin l'kfiyas samito. How do we know that you have to put down the bed? Says the Gemara, Rav Krisfo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan brings a pasuk, V'yoshu itoy l'oritz. They'll sit with him to the ground. Al'oritz ain't tivka. It doesn't say you'll sit on the ground itself. Ele v'yoshu itoy l'oritz, to the ground. Davoshu somuch l'oritz. It's not literally on the ground, but it's very close to the ground. Mikancha yesheni al'gabe mitoyz kfufoyz. They're sleeping on beds which were very low. Similar to what we have today regarding sitting, that's what they did with all the beds in the house. Says the Gemara, Bar Kappa Omar, what's the reason of that? What's the svar behind it? Ikoinin achas toiva oyoli b'toich beischo. I had a nice ikoinim, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Ovel. I had a beautiful tzua, I have tzelem elokim, meaning he was a human being who was alive. V'garam tani l'koivifo, you caused me to take it away, meaning miso is the fault of a human being. So because of a human being, I had to go and take away this beautiful thing that I had, beautiful tzelem elokim. Af at femitoscho. So now that I took that down, I took out tzelem elokim down, you take away your bed. Some learn the darshan, what's yikfeh, what you're removing? The sarsur. Meaning, as the Haredim says, we're not talking about what happened in the past. We're talking for the future. You should know what you're supposed to do in the future. The Haredim learns, we're talking about to be koifeh the yetzirah. The sarsur is the yetzirah, and it's an order to the ovel to learn musr to be misgaber and his yetzir. the with all the mefarshim and the way Reb Chaim brings it, says it's referring to the bed as well. The ikfe asarso is a way to speak about the bed, because the bed is called the sarso, because that's where pore ve'rove aleo. Meaning the bed is the sarso, is the emtsoi that people come to the world. So when there's miso, we take away what brings life to the world. Says the more of Yoino ve'av Yoisi tarverim mishumim shirim elokish. They both say the name of Shirim elokish. Chad amar, they say two different lashonis. One said, why is it, why we put an ovel in a lower bed? So when he wakes up in the middle of the night, he'll remember I'm an ovel, because he's going to remember. If he doesn't, he's not on a lower bed, he's in his regular bed, he will wake up, he'll forget about the avelus. But now he remembers when he gets up that he's in a lower bed. The other one says, because he's going to be in a lower bed, so the first should mean he's not going to be able to sleep well. When he's in a lower bed, it's harder for him to sleep. He's not going to sleep, so he's always going to be remembering that he's ovel. So the first lashon is that when he wakes up, he will remember. The second lashon is he'll not sleep well. Says the Gemara, ovel kozman shemeisoy muto lefonov oichel tzal chaveiro. An ovel, when he has the mace in the house, he should not eat in the house. He should go eat in his friend's house. He should not eat in front of the mace. Says the Gemara, daf lamegilah amud beis. V'im ein lo chaver, he has no friend. The first should say he lives among the goyim. Goes eat in his own house, but a different house or a different room. There's no other room. He builds a mechitza between him and the mace, and then eats. If he cannot build a mechitza, turns his face to the wall. That's what he should do. He doesn't lean as they used to lean those days. He doesn't eat too much. Doesn't drink too much. He has to do some shinuyim. Doesn't eat meat. Doesn't drink wine. He cannot join his imun. He benched. People don't say amen to his bracha. Others that did a bracha. He cannot answer amen to them. He cannot join a bracha. That's all during the week. About Shabbos, you speak about Shabbos. Then Meisev ve'oichel, he does lean, he does eat. Ve'oichel basov v'shoyis yain, he eats meat, drinks wine. He doesn't know any minog yavelus. Ve'oichel kol tzorko v'shoyis kol tzorko. He eats the full amount he needs. He drinks as much as he wants. Umizamni malav, he joins the zimun. Ve'im birich oinim achrav amen. If he did a bracha, they answer amen. Ve'achem shibirchu oinim achrav amen. Also the opposite. If they did a bracha, he could say amen. Now that I allow all this, give him all the mitzvah of Torah. If you allow chayei shah, of course you allow chayei oilam. Here the mefarshim have David Pirusha referring to. Either we're talking about learning Torah, because learning Torah, an oval maybe not do it, because it's davar shebetzin, you don't have to learn Torah. So you say, no, if you allow chayei shah, of course you allow chayei oilam. And other mefarshim explain, we're talking about bio, talking about having tashmish, that it's davar shebetzino, shugalil is coming to be matir, even that. And according to this pirush, it's not so clear, what do you mean, chayei oilam over here? Says the Gemara, Rav Yudah ben Pazi, b'shev b'shu ben Levi, said, halachik b'shev ben Gamliel, they will allow even davar shebetzino for ovel on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, nimsa l'rabim, once he gave the mace to the rabim to do the levayo, oichel basu v'shoyis yayin, he can eat meat and drink wine. Nimsa lekatofim, the ones that schlep the mace on their shoulders, kemishi nimsa l'rabim, is like given to the rabim. For the mefarshim, it sounds, the difference is, based on the Bavli, the nimsa l'rabim means it was given to a different group to take him to bury him in a different city. Nimsa lekatofim means, we're giving the chever kadisha of this city to take care of him, and it's a very small avaya. Says the Mokadomach Rav Yoso, was nifter, Kabi Rav Chir Barvo Avoloi, he accepted a velus on him. They gave to eat meat and drink wine. Kadomach Rav Chir Barabo, so then also Kabi Rav Shmur Bar Yitzchok Aviloi, you accepted a velus for him. Vaichilun Basov Ashkisun Chamar, he ate meat and drank wine. They gave him to eat meat and drink wine. That's he didn't have the velus. Kadomach Rav Shmur Bar Yitzchok, Rashul Hitzu was nifter, Kabil Rabbi Zeiro Aviloi, he accepted a velus. Vaichilun, what they gave to eat is Tloifchin, they gave to eat beans. Meima Kima Duhuminoka, meaning based on the minute, some places you feed the ovel meat and wine, some places you feed him only beans. Rav Zeiro Midmach, when Rav Zeiro was about to die, Pokid, he ordered V'mar lo sekablun alai yoy mehen avlo lemochar mir zechayo. He says, do not accept food in the first day of the Avelus, but the next day, then you can have a lot of food. So here the Mefarshim also argue, the Charedim learns the meaning, he's saying that you should fast the first day. Do not eat at all. That's some many other Mefarshim learn. Rav Chaim brings means the first day, don't make your own food, just accept food from other people, and the next day you can do your own food. Rabbi Yitzchok Breder Abichio, Ksuvo Mitosei Oynis. Meaning there was an Avelus by him. The way the Goyen fixes the word mitase is moti osei oynis. He got an avelus. The Charedim learns a little differently than most of them for Shemir, and he learns that pshat is he was not an avelus, but his son was an avelus. That's what mitase means. Mitase means his bed, referring to his son. His son was an avelus, meaning his grandson was nifter, and his son is sitting shiva. That's what the Charedim learns. Other version means that he himself was sitting shiva. V'holun gabei ramano ve'avyudun. Two amroim came to him. There was good wine. They gave him a lot to drink, and they had a good time. They were laughing. The next day, they wanted to come again to him. They told him. They told the Rabbanon. That's what you do to your friend in time of Avelus. The only thing we're missing yesterday was to get up and dance. Meaning, it was inappropriate the way we did the Avelus. You gave me good wine, we got a little drunk, a little tipsy, and then we lost that. We forgot about the Avelus. That's not proper to do that, and therefore he did not want them to come in the next day. With this, we end Yerushalmi Brochas, Daf Lamed Gimel.